Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Into the last eight, of course, and the possible quarterfinal opponents are as follows: Benfica, AC Milan, Marseille, West Ham, Bayer Leverkusen, Roma, and Atalanta. Now, odds are we might be off to Italy there, but I guess we're going to talk about who we fancy. Who would you speak about the caliber of opponent? We all kind of expected this. I remember we did the last draw, obviously, when we drew Sparta, and we kind of both said, like, no matter what happens here, barring some shocks, and listen, Carabag nearly upset the apple cart with Bayer Leverkusen, it feels like the next round, this round coming, is going to be eight high-quality teams, and that's kind of what we've got, I think it's fair to say. Brighton maybe could have been included in that, but yeah, that's a very good set of sides. How are we feeling?
Fine, really. Like I say, you'd fancy Liverpool to beat all of them, really. Leverkusen would be the toughest. Obviously, they haven't lost all season, so therefore, there's obviously something there. And we saw tonight, they're on the cusp of going out and score two goals in injury time and get themselves through. But there's no fear for Liverpool in terms of the opponent. I don't particularly think it would be a great for the away fans to go to Rome.
No.
If I'm honest with you, again, we saw there was
Marseille issues. Likewise.
Marseille can be similar on that as well. But in terms of football, I think it would be all right. You know, the all-English thing with West Ham would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I still back with over two legs to beat West Ham. Milan, yeah. I mean, I think Benfica, for me, would be the one I'd probably choose. Yeah. But listen, Liverpool are the best team in the competition. There's a couple of teams there who I think are, you know, Champions League standard. Liverpool are one of them. Bayer Leverkusen are one of the others. The others, you're splitting hairs on a few. So, no fear, but yeah, if I could handpick one,
yeah,
I think for all the reasons we've mentioned, I'd probably go Benfica.
Yeah, because there are different factors in this, as obviously you mentioned, aren't there? There's the footballing side of thing, which also means the most important, but then you've got to think about, like, the hostility of the away ground as well, because that can be a factor, but also the travelling.
You know, they've changed it this year a little bit. Very recently, but like Liverpool's away form in Europe for a couple of seasons hasn't been good.
No, it was grim.
You know,
it was.
Hostile,
certainly in Italy, by
even
the way.
This year.
No, it's true. Yeah,
you know, even in, I know they beat Lask, but they weren't great.
It was a bit tricky.
And then they lost the other two, and then they battered Prague. So, yeah. You know, hostile environments like Rome, like Marseille, like Leverkusen, for example, where their fans are massively up for it.
Mm.
Benfica are the same, by the way. They can all be
tough
places, but.
Yeah.
So that is something to be wary of. I don't think we're going to cakewalk the next ones through, like we just did to
Prague.
We're
looking 11-2 against one of these.
What I would say, and I mean this with all due respect, Benfica just struggled against Rangers, and we were bad last year and wiped the floor with Rangers. Now, I know Rangers are in a better shape now than they were 12 months ago. You know, they're fighting for the title in Scotland.
But as are we, by the
way. Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
So we're a better team than that. So, My guess is I think Benfica will be the one, but yeah. What are your thoughts? Who would you choose?
I'm the same. I'm Benfica, and I actually came into tonight as a whole really thinking I want the winner of Benfica Rangers for exactly the reason you just mentioned, because we absolutely obliterated Rangers last season and we were nowhere near at it. So you're right, you know, under is a Clement, their manager up there now. They're in a much better position than they were then, but what we did to them was a little bit cruel. It's very similar, it's very reminiscent of what we did to Sparta Prague, to be honest with you. There was just levels to it. So I felt like if they had managed to hold and score twice in Portugal against Benfica, like, Benfica can't be up to that much, I think it's fair to say. So yeah, I was in on that winner anyway, and that hasn't really changed. Looking at the possible seven, I would definitely be Benfica. In terms of, I guess it's a bit of a no-brainer, in terms of the least favourite, I mean, it's by Leverkusen. I mean, in terms of away days, Leverkusen's a belter, but in terms of difficulty, I think I'd like to avoid them for as long as possible.
I don't know, you know, because I think I'd rather play them over two legs than one.
Okay.
I'd rather have them in a quarter or a semi.
Somebody else knocked them out, to be honest.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, I think I'd rather have Bayer Leverkusen in home and away and get them at Anfield than just go into Dublin. I actually would say Roma is the one I would least like.
Okay.
For loads of different reasons. I think they're half decent, but also I think it's not a great away. And
there's history with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of baggage there. So I probably wouldn't want Rome. But you are right. If it's Leverkusen and the Alonso storyline and everything that goes with it, it could be quite exhausting. And like I say, nobody's beat them.
No.
So, it would be tough. Mm. I'd still back us.
Yeah.
Especially at Anfield. I mean, so what people who don't lose, people don't lose at Anfield. But that would be a tough game, you're right. An interesting one would be the All English tie. That is still available, obviously. I know Brighton go out, but West Ham are still there. Mm. Comfortably win today. Again, wouldn't be easy, but in Europe, over two legs, you'd back Liverpool. Obviously, they've beaten West Ham twice this season, right, insane, haven't they?
Demolished them in the Cup as well, didn't we? Absolutely battered them in the Carabao Cup. Played 5-1,
yeah,
was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so you'd back us over them again.
Yeah.
So that could be an interesting one.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's just added jeopardy to any all Premier League European tie, I always find. I don't like it. I was the same with Spurs. I was the same when we played Man City that time in the Champions League on the route to it as well. It's just, there's something not nice about playing Premier League opposition. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Well, it's just the same, isn't it? It's a bit of a change, isn't it? Like a bit of change.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bragging rights, maybe. We don't know loads of West Ham fans, obviously, so it's not necessarily a factor within this. But yeah, I'd just rather avoid it if possible. And again, I'll come back to it. I'll be honest with you. Benfica is so clear as my preference, looking at that, it's crazy. You know, it's like Benfica and then the rest. Like, not really any of them do I necessarily fancy. But to come to sort of round it off then, like you touched on it right at the top of this conversation, like from all the evidence and certainly what we've seen tonight and based on the way Liverpool are at right now, we mentioned players coming back and all that sort of positive stuff, the positive vibes in around Liverpool right now, like there's nothing to fear. Within all this, Liverpool are rightly favoured for this.
If we were in the Champions League, I'd back us.
Yeah,
you know, we're a team who are good enough this season to win the Champions League, just not in it, and that's their own fault. Like, you know, for how last season went, for a lot of different reasons, this Liverpool side. I was looking at the Champions League, you know, the last eight in that, and we're as good as pretty much all of them. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that in the Premier League this season, how tight it is at the top. So yeah, there's no fear there. We'll find out tomorrow what the path is to the final. If I'm on, like I say, bring it on. It's like I say, the Italy thing is a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen, we're the best team in this competition. And listen, I am not. This is not Big Ed bragging. Liverpool are
no
the
arrogance.
Best. No, it's not. Like, you know, look at in all statistics, it's us and Leverkusen. Now Leverkusen are very close to us in terms of what they're doing. They're going to be the German champions. They're about to. They are going to win that league. We're not guaranteed anything yet. So, I'd still back us, but they're close. But other than that, like I say, if Liverpool put their best 11 out over two legs, I'd fancy anyone. The factor of Marseille and Rome is off the field. Mm. The West Ham thing, like you said, maybe you want to avoid that. Mm. Atalanta would be a fun one as well. We haven't really touched upon them. They're not having the
played them in the past. I mean, Champions League few years ago.
They're not having the greatest of seasons already.
They'd probably be my second preference. And there's a few reasons. There's not a stigma attached to them fan base wise, as far as I'm aware. Anyway, I've not known them getting involved in anything particularly nasty. I know they've not been sort of at the Europeans' top table for many years, if truth be told. But also, they're very free scoring, but they concede a lot of chances as well, and that feels like it suits us down to the ground. And in terms of like European pedigree, there's a little bit in amongst this, but nothing even close to Liverpool's. Obviously, I mentioned earlier on the caliber opponents definitely going to go up ever so slightly. But my sort of, and you're right, in terms of Liverpool should rightly go in fully confident and fully favours whoever we get next. But my sort of rationale behind wanting the easiest possible draw is a no-brainer, obviously, but it's kind of what it means for the other competitions,
yeah,
and the Premier League and stuff like that. You don't want to impact one thing because you've got a real slugfest against one of these, you know what I mean, AC Milan or someone like that. So, but yeah, ultimately, yeah, things are good, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm right saying there's a Fulham game wedged in between. So we've had difficulties with Fulham, so you are right. Leverkusen over two legs would definitely take an impact on your Premier League form. So I do take your point there. I think it's a good one. We'll see who we get, but we've only got potentially a maximum of two Anfield home games, European games, with Jurgen Klopp.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we get both of them, two raucous occasions, and get to the final. This season is lined up to be really, really special. You know, and I know it's the last 16, and you know, Prague aren't amazing, don't get me wrong, Sparta Prague, but like, that's 11-2. I mean, you know what I mean, there's getting through, like Marseille battered Villarreal 4-0, and today it was 3-0 to Villarreal at one point. You know, we saw like a lot of those ties were relatively close at some point.
Yeah.
You know, even West Ham lost the first game 1-0. At very, very few points was this tie on the scoreboard ever, ever close. The gulfing clash between Liverpool and Prague today was huge. And again, because we're a Champions League worthy team, we're just not in it. So we should be rightly favoured to this competition.
Yeah, well, look what Leverkusen have just struggled. And credit to them for turning it around very, very late on, right to the death there. But you're right, that should have been inferior, similar gulf in class, what we've just shown to Sparta Prague. But you don't win European knockout games 11-2 in aggregate. That isn't normal. Regardless of where the opposition are from, regardless of where you're at, that doesn't happen. And what we've just done there is very much out of the ordinary. So yeah, take your point entirely. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting. There's loads of interesting potential ties, loads and narratives, of course, with Leverkusen and Alonso and all that stuff. But yeah, we'll find out together tomorrow afternoon.
Can't wait. Yeah, we're going to be live on YouTube, by the way, just 12 o'clock. Me, Dan, and the legend Chris Pajak, Mr. European Draw himself.
Let's do it. And Fake Ranieri will be there. Possibly John O'Shea, will it be him again? Or will he be swapped out? He's Ireland manager now, isn't he? Maybe. I think he might be busy.
I hope he hasn't got that Mr. Pringles mustache on his head stuff. I mean, I can't talk about haircuts because, you know, obvious reasons, but he wasn't at his best, was he, John, on the last draw, no?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.